the Jingle Bell Rock.
Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock on Mix 97. Good morning. It is 7:44. Dr. Julie Galthorpe joining us in Studio 97, talking this morning about making the holidays go right.
That's right. You know, over the last few weeks, I noticed when I ask people how they are, they answer, you know, well, it's that time of year. So rather than saying, okay, I get it, I ask, what is it about this time of year that's overwhelming or causing stress? Because it seems that outside of the things people feel obligated to do, like make special food, buy gifts, wrap up work details before the holidays, the top thing people tell me is they're going to have to spend time with family. And for some people, it's a sense of longing for people who are no longer with us. So that's another thing they talk about. Or it's about spending time with people that they normally wouldn't for a variety of reasons. So they find that those couple of things, you know, bring up stress and can get in the way of fully enjoying the holidays.
Yeah, because not everybody embraces the social gatherings. And it can be very stressful if there's like 5, 10, 15, 20 people there, relatives and people that you don't see. There could be some issues there. So it is stressful.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, as we talk more, it becomes apparent that it's not Christmas itself that's bringing up the stress or the emotion. It's what we do at the holidays, like you said, getting together with groups of people that can bring this on. And an example, like a very simple example that someone talked to me about was, you know, in her family, they bake a lot over the holidays. And that in itself is an issue for her because she said now when people start to bake, it makes her think about people that aren't there and brings up that sense of loss for her. So it's the things that we're doing over the holidays. It's not just, okay, it's that time of year and I feel stressed. It's because of the things that, you know, we're expected to do this time of year bring up memories or thoughts about, you know, things that we can no longer do. It can also bring up thoughts about, oh, wow, now I've got to spend time with people who really, in my past, have caused stress.
So how do we get through it?
Well, I think part of it is that we have this belief that over the holidays, things are going to be somehow different. So, you know, when we get together with people that we normally wouldn't, that we think, okay, well, it's going to be different. It's going to be a holiday so we can spend time together and just enjoy the time. So there was a study that was actually done in Britain, and it said that 76% of people reported that they dread Christmas because of the arguing between family members. So that's a lot of people.
And having a drink only makes it worse. Like if you think I'm going to have a couple of drinks just to take the edge off having to deal with this person, next thing you know, 3-4 drinks later, you're telling the person exactly what you think of them.
That's absolutely right.
I don't know. Does that happen?
Come on. It does happen.
Well, I think what does happen, a common situation would be, you know, I want my family to be different, but no matter how hard I try, they're not. So, you know, throughout the year, maybe there's conflict between people. And at the holidays, it's like we have this belief that everything just evaporates and, you know, we put things in compartments and everybody gets along. But we need to be realistic. So when you said, what do we do? Well, we have to be realistic. Like, do yourself a favor and accept that this is how your family is. Don't try to expect them to be something that they're not. If there are problems throughout the year, you know, maybe throughout your entire lifespan, Christmas is not going to be the magic that's going to change this. And I know that sounds very, you know, Scrooge-like. It sounds like, you know, well, then there's no hope. Well, there is hope, but it's not going to just evaporate. You actually have to work on things. So because if you're expecting one thing at Christmas and it's something else, so the expectation is out of line with the reality, you end up with a whole lot of disappointment.
Good stuff. Anything else on that? Because I want to bring up something about why are people so cranky at this time of the year, too. Yesterday, I had mentioned I went to lunch at Montana's restaurant with some folks, Al Stitt and Doug Stevenson from Belleville here. And there was a guy in a big truck trying to get in and around the liquor store there. And there was another vehicle ahead. Guy's honking the horn, giving the finger. And this is like at 12 o'clock. And I'm thinking, buddy, calm down, right? Like, it's time to be jolly. Why are people so cranky this time of the year?
Well, I think you have to keep in mind that it's, you know, it's a busy time of year, right? It is busy. So I'm talking like in terms of traffic and maybe, I don't know,
some patience.
Okay. Well, that's, if that worked, if we could just say to Sean, have patience, and that worked, then people would all be happy and smiling.
But people are rude this time of year.
Yeah, but what about the people who actually are sad this time of year? They're depressed.
It's not a free ticket to be rude.
No, but they are more stressed and more upset because maybe their lost loved ones aren't with them.
It's not a free ticket to be rude.
Well, right. That's what it is.
Be kind. Well, we talk about sharing kindness all the time. I mean, this time of the year.
Well, then be kinder to those people who need it. Be kinder to the ones who are having a harder time and who are maybe a bit rude.
If somebody's in a truck honking a horn and using foul language,
it's not about you. It's not about you. They're upset about other things. It's not about you, Sean. The things that they're upset about in life are not about you. Don't make it about them. Just be like they're having a bad day.
Let's go to the expert.
Okay, well, if you'd like me to weigh in on this, what I would say is that sometimes when people are feeling like they've got a lot going on around them, they can feel trapped. And, you know, that can bring up that agitation that you maybe saw yesterday. I'm not saying it's a pass to be rude.
No, you don't get a free ticket because you're stressed out because everybody's dealing through with a lot of stuff. So I don't think it's appropriate that you curse and swear and honk your horn because you can't get into the liquor store parking lot in time.
Yes, but Sean, you asked why. You asked, why do you think that might be happening? So I'm telling you why. I think it's because they feel trapped and overwhelmed, and then they get agitated. No, it's not a reason to swear and get upset. I'm sure you've never done that, right? Everybody experiences feeling overwhelmed at times. And the key, though, as Orlena said, is you can't take that personally. If someone is flipping off at you and getting upset and, you know, kind of weaving in and out of the parking lot, probably their spouse is beside them telling them to calm down. Mm. Right?
Yeah, it's just you worry if it's going to escalate to the next level.
And sometimes it can, right?
Yeah.
If you don't respond to it, it can escalate.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's about you focus on what you have within your control, which is maybe being kind, as Orlena suggested, you know, smiling, you know, being thoughtful about other people. And if we all did that, then there wouldn't be any arguing in the liquor store parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, go put a candy cane on his windshield after.
We'll be back in moments. We're going to see if... Galthorpe, if you missed it earlier this month, she said she hates Christmas music, and we'll see if we can help her out with that issue.
It's your last chance.